Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly, and that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me because, as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you.
Welcome to What to Look For Framework Trainer Edition. So before you go and hire a trainer, this is what you want to look for. You're going to have two types of coaches or trainers. You're going to have a guy that is a player developer or a guy that is or does training that sells. So again, this is not the end all be all. This is a guideline, an overview, a framework to help you make better decisions when selecting a trainer or a coach that does training on the side. So a private trainer, okay? For a player developer, they're gonna focus on individual skill. They're probably gonna follow my development framework when it comes to young or low level players. They're not gonna put down 20, 30 cones plus for training sessions. It's just unnecessary. And they're going to have a specific focus for each session that is not just cone related. Okay. A trainer that sells or training that sells, they're going to do a lot of cone specific drills, like a 2-cone, 3-cone, 4-cone pattern. And they're going to be on repeat with that, which is nuts personally. Okay. Training that sells methodology focuses on footwork and foot speed with the head looking down like this. That's what a training that sells methodology looks like. And won't really assist with long-term development. However, I will add this in the benefit of training that sells. If you have a very low-skilled player, like very low, like recreational low, 2-cone patterns or 3-cone pattern skills will absolutely help them. But once they get to like being average or above, doing those patterns won't help in the long-term development from my perspective. I mean, it can help, but what happens is there's a big gap because if they're not learning how to imply game-based technique, there's a bigger learning curve that has to happen. Okay, so player developers prepare players for the next level. Training that sells typically focuses on maximizing kids' time of the ball using cones, and really it's just about making dollar bills, okay? Which means it's not to the long-term benefit of children or players. So what kind of coach or trainer do you want? Do you want a guy that has followed the methodology of the rest of the world, or do you want a guy that does training that sells? And by that, I mean top level players like the world's best weren't developed using cone patterns. So the 2-cone pattern that you guys see on Instagram where it's like pull, push, scissor this, boom, bring it back, like on repeat like this, right? That no top player in the world has ever done that, just for reference. They were developed following a process of technical mastery and implementation in small-sided games. And what you can find here shortly is the use of methodology we have from the Obsession Beast program for younger players in a 1.5-hour session. Playing street football was also critically important in top players' development. Now, when should a player move on from mastering fundamentals? That is a great question, and we're going to answer that right now. I have worked with top-level professionals, including somebody like Luis Nani, who's pictured here. Even when discussing a training program with him, Nani, he wanted to work on fundamental technical skills. So if you would like to watch the training session, or at least some of it, you can see his training here, or go to my Instagram or YouTube, you can find it there. Okay, now let's look at my example methodology. Again, this is not the end-all be-all, but this is what we do for players that we're trying to develop technical skills. Okay, they do a physical warm-up that's usually about 5 minutes. They juggle for 15 minutes. They do footwork activities for 15 minutes, and we usually do it without cones. And we do coordination for about 10 minutes. We do another round of footwork for about 10 minutes, and then we do 1v1 for 30 minutes. Now, this is like the phase one. We have built this up. This is our formula. This is our method, and we've found tremendous success from it, okay? You can find an actual session from my Obsession Beast program on my YouTube channel that you'll see this or a variation of it. It's not exactly this every single time, but this is a framework that we have found that has been very successful for developing players. Okay, now here are some questions to ask a potential trainer to determine if they are a player developer or a trainer that loves to use training that sells. 10 questions that I would want answered from my child's potential trainer coach would be the following. What are your developmental targets for my child? How does the training relate to his game? What is your training process? How can my child implement what you're practicing and teaching him? What does a typical session look like? When would you start position-specific training? Do you use training that sells, aka a bunch of cone patterns? What is the standard you would or will set at training? Do kids goof off, or is it high regimen? How can I help you or really help my child outside of team practice? Does he or she try and help sell you or provide you something for free? Hey, that's interesting. How can you provide us with written feedback so we have a template for their development? It's a great question. Okay, now just so you have the reference, here's my development methodology. Okay, this is for players that have low skill. We want to develop technique in the following process. Core skill is first. This is fundamental ball skills like foundation, how to dribble, toe taps, things like that. Very basic. Juggling. Okay, two is dribbling ability and skills. So fakes and fakes, stops and starts, changes of direction, advanced skills, so on and so forth. Three, 1v1 playing ability to be able to go beat somebody one versus one with success. Four, passing ability with both feet. Five, receiving ability with both feet. Those go hand in hand. And then six, advanced decision making. It's unreasonable to expect that a player would be able to make good decisions or have advanced decision making ability without having those five skills. Just wouldn't make sense to expect the player could do that. And then we would achieve mastery by through precise planned training and implementation of tactical principles in small-sided games. Okay? Now, we would also understand that development takes years and players will experience positive and negative moments through their journey that is 10 plus years. So my advice, follow the methodology if you want to see your child progress rapidly. Important. Now, if you don't understand yet, I'll try and highlight quicker. What is training that sells? Great question. Training that sells means it looks good to parents because there's a lot of cones on the field. That's training that sells, at least that's part of it. It passes the what I call eye test. Most parents think more cones equals a better session. Or you'll see a bunch of cone movement exercises, like I mentioned before, the two cone pattern, like pull, push it, pull, push it, pull, push it type of thing. Okay? And the truth is, you don't need any cones to develop skills. You can do ball mastery or what I call mastery of the ball or master the ball without cones. Now, when should position-specific training be implemented? My opinion, position-specific should only be implemented when a player is 13 and 14 years old or older and has the prerequisite level of skill and the ability to be efficient and effective. If they don't have that, there's no point to be doing position-specific because they're just not good enough yet. They have better things they can be doing with their time. Otherwise, developing core skills and following Kyle's development methodology would be a more beneficial path instead of position-specific training. Position-specific training would focus on how to improve weapons and weakness of a player while focusing on their game position. So again, that's game-based training. Okay, now here's a general age and session overview. If you're going to use a private trainer, make sure to educate yourself and see my recommendations below. Ages 7 to 12 years old, focus on beast methodology. That's my opinion. Core skill and mastering the ball. Implementation of said skill. So if you're practicing scissors and that type of movement, they should be able to go practice the implementation of it in a 1v1 or some sort of game that allows them to do that. Focus on proper movements and techniques. Thousands of touches on the ball per session. Okay, ages 13 to 15. This is assuming that they have enough skill. Potential introduction to position-specific work and heavy emphasis on expansive technical skills. Challenges the player's technical proficiency. Recreate situations that arrive in the game. And focus on reps and recovery/adjustments. 15 plus, focus on position specific and preparing the player physically for college or professional football if they so desire. Recreate the situations from the game, develop, push the body physically, and focus on reps and recovery adjustments. Okay, and that's the idea of what to look for a trainer edition framework. Hopefully that makes sense. Hope you took value from this. Please remember though, this is just an overview and a guideline. This is not everything. But I tried to make it as condensed and feasible as possible for you to have the information. Okay, without further ado, guys, we'll see you in the next video.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode.